If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. And right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to a WrestleMania Night 1 edition of the Busted Open Podcast. Myself, Dave LaGreca, and Tommy Dreamer. And pretty surreal night when it comes to WrestleMania, Tommy. What did you think?
Man, they weren't kidding where they talked about it being different. And I love the open, man. I really did. Stephanie McMahon added pure class to the beginning of the event. And when we said it was going to be different, when we said it was going to be special, and it's great that they stretched it out over two nights because of something that I totally didn't understand yet until I started watching it. The key ingredient to watching something that long, and how, you know, Bully and I will always talk about, and Mark, about working for the pop, working for reactions, working for the fans. I overall view the athletes worked their asses off. However, I miss the fans. It was a solid WrestleMania, but without the fans, man, it was everything. I know how much the fans mean to me because of like ECW, and they were a big part of the show. But I mean, WrestleMania, it's special, but it's going to have, it's almost like that asterisk on it for the rest of its existence. Again, phenomenal work by everybody. That opening, and I know you liked it because I saw your post, the national anthem in the beginning, showing clips, it was class. It really was. That opening made it so special, and it was like, man, I'm all in. And I also, here's one thing I gotta tell everybody, I have nothing but respect, like I said, when I go to see all my favorite sports teams play, when I sit in the parking lot and I sit in traffic, it made me have bigger appreciation for what the fan goes through. I almost want to laugh because I think, you know, the only negative coming out of last year was everyone sitting in traffic at the MetLife, and, you know, people sitting there for a few hours. I actually think people would miss that right now. But there were so many fans online in like Zoom, Google Hangouts, watching the show together, which was special. And I wish somehow, some way, people are able to capture that magic and show how a community, how a world came together with something for WrestleMania, and why I love doing this show and why I love wrestling. We have nothing but the coronavirus trending until wrestling happens. And then wrestling gives us that break that we really, really need from what's going on. And nothing but respect for the nation, but for wrestling fans and for the, again, the performers, for going out and working so hard on during a time when we need it most.
Yeah, and that open, Tommy, as you said, well put, Tommy, because it's absolutely true. You know, this show, the Busted Open Nation, being able to talk to them. I did the same thing. Boy and I jumped on the Busted Open Discord, and we spoke with them for a few minutes, and, you know, just the dozens and dozens of people that were on that, just to be able to talk to them before an event like this. That open got me teary-eyed. That montage, like you said, I got teary-eyed, and then, you know, then you saw the video montage of what you would have seen in the stadium if we were in Tampa, and then you're waiting for the pyro to hit to start the show, and there's no pyro. And that was kind of like a punch to the gut for me, because you're used to that big, extravagant pyro and the crowd going crazy. And right away, you missed it. And then you kind of fell into the show a little bit. And by the end of the show, by the way, it was only 3 hours, night number one. I was expecting it to be four. It was only three, which was smart, because I think four would have been way too long. I kind of the first 45 minutes was rough for me, but after that, I kind of got used to the fact that there was no crowd. Will this be WrestleMania that I go back and watch again? Probably not, because of all the ill feelings of everything that's going on in the world. It would be tough to go back and watch this WrestleMania. But as I'm sitting in my living room watching it with my daughter, it felt great. Watching it with my wife, like, it felt good being with family and watching it in the living room and talking to fans on social media. So for that fact alone, I'm glad that we had this night tonight.
Hey, Dave, I saw people posting pictures of them dressing up as their favorite, you know, wrestling characters and watching WrestleMania. You and I always talk about memories that we had with our fathers. Both our fathers have passed away. And this is going to be something that people, like, remember forever. And what you said was so interesting, in the sense of it took a while to get used to, but then you got into it. That's what we're all experiencing right now. When I went to the grocery store and I had to stand a far distance to wait for, it was weird. And ominous. Is that the proper word? Ominous. But we're getting used to it. Staying indoors or doing things together, we're all getting used to this, and it's going to go away. But yeah, man, it's like, you know, that learning curve as a fan. And if you think about it, you know, we went on the podcast too, and we did WrestleMania 1. There was no pyro there. I don't know when they brought in, and that's a hell of a trivia question, who got the first pyro at a WrestleMania, or was it just WrestleMania? But it's we're all at a learning curve. My daughters said, "Dad, we're living in history right now." You know, where, you know, you grow up and you study, you know, the era of a plague or of, you know, that we're in that right now. So that's why I said it's going to be in the storybooks, but it's also going to be, I feel, the asterisk, because we all want to be there together. And it's funny, because you saw, all week for the last forever, Vince McMahon should cancel WrestleMania. They should cancel WrestleMania. How could they make people do that? But yet those same people, WrestleMania is great. WrestleMania is the number one trend going on. So everyone who was still want to be a hater for certain things, but they're still going back to loving that, the fact that WrestleMania happened. And I want to be like in all your faces, because WrestleMania is trending right now. Also, kudos to the network, because it didn't crash for me.
No, I probably... some people had technical difficulties, but I didn't have any. And you're right. It was trending. It was the escape that we were looking for, Tommy. We wanted that escape for a few hours. We're going to get it tomorrow night. Like, you know, we had wings. We had a couple daddy sodas. You know what I'm saying? Like, it felt like WrestleMania. And even though I wanted to be in Tampa with the Nation, I was home with my family watching. So it was just as good. It was a lot of fun. My daughter was into it. You should have seen my daughter during that Boneyard match. She's like, no, Undertaker, don't. No, watch out. Watch your leg. And I'm like so excited just hearing her get excited for something that was, you know, obviously pre-taped and, you know, almost like a movie. It was almost like watching a movie in that final match that we saw on night number one. But as long as it gave us fun and escape and some excitement, I think it definitely reached its goal to everyone tonight.
Absolutely. And you know, for the time that we're in, could we nitpick it? When I seriously heard that the tag team titles were going to be defended in singles matches, I was like, oh my God, La Greca would go crazy. But then I realized Dave understands the time that we are, so he would save his rant. But like, that would be, how could you defend the tag titles with just single? But we get it. We understand. We're all going to make, it's like we're giving everybody a pass. And so it should be. The men, like I said, the men and women work so, so hard. Were there a little bit of polls? Hell yeah. But it will be forever remembered. And, you know, when they talk about, the legends of the immortals, this is going to be in an immortals one that we kind of will want to forget, but we always remember where we were when we watched this WrestleMania. And hopefully it stays a part of history, because I want to come out of the back end of this being more appreciative for wrestling and being more appreciative of what we had as normal. And that would, this will always be the constant reminder for, man, maybe we should start, you know, taking stuff a little bit more seriously, or I'm talking about in the real world, and then appreciate and not go so crazy with that thing called professional wrestling.
You know, everyone always talks about that SmackDown after 9/11, and that was really like the first public event after 9/11. And, you know, I can never go back and watch that episode of SmackDown, but I'm glad that there is that episode of SmackDown and the way Vince McMahon addressed the fans that night. And I was talking about it with Mark Henry on the show, and I said, I hope we see Vince McMahon for night number one of WrestleMania. We didn't see Vince McMahon, but like you said, we saw Stephanie McMahon. And that's what we're going to remember. We're going to remember Stephanie McMahon addressing us in night number one of WrestleMania 36 in a trying time. And there was definitely some high points to Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins match, with Kevin Owens going off the top of that Tron. I loved the Boneyard match. I don't care what anybody says. I was completely into it. So, you know, there was things that I really liked. And maybe one day when we get to the other side of this, and, you know, maybe after WrestleMania 37, when we're all back together again, cheering and booing our favorites, I can go back and watch this WrestleMania and say, you know what, this is something that we were able to do together in the toughest of times. Like your daughter said, this is history that we're going through. 100 years from now, Tommy, they're going to be talking about the coronavirus in 2020. Like, this is history being made. And you mentioned about how you're at the grocery store. You had to, you know, stand 6 feet behind the person that was in front of you online. We're adjusting. This is all just an adjustment. We are adjusting. Life is going to be different when we get to the other side of this. We're not going to go back to where our life was 2-3 months ago. That's not going to happen. Life is going to change. Just after like 9/11, life changed for us. The same thing here. The world will change. Hopefully, you know, we'll be able to learn from it. Hopefully we'll have normalcy, but our lives are going to be different. So there is going to be that weekend in, you know, in April where we had WrestleMania 36, and as wrestling fans, we were able to share it together.
You know, when we talked about 9/11, I was there, and, you know, I was there, Bully was there, Mark was there. We were scared, and it was like this moment of patriotism / courage when Vince McMahon addressed us. And he was just like, straight up, if anyone doesn't want to be here tonight, you don't have to. And that, I was always Joe, I'm wrestling. And then when that happened, I was just like, wow, I do have a purpose. I was pissed I wasn't wrestling that day, which then put me in that mindset again, because, you know, at that time they really weren't doing much with me. But I was just like, man, I want to go out there and work. I want to work out there, because I always busted my ass for the people that showed up, no matter how many people showed up. When I watched the Vice thing with Chris Benoit, it gave me closure for something I've had for a long, long time. And just like you said, I can go back and like, I felt it. Remember that opening montage with the national anthem coming off of Stephanie's speech, and another thing was John Cena's speech that Friday night. And I was just like, man, I'm proud to say I worked in WWE. I'm proud to say I'm a professional wrestler, and I'm proud to be like a part of this, like through the podcast. Cause I mean, hell, I'm wrestling 30 years. I'm still out there doing it. And it was just like, this is great. And for many, many reasons why it was so, so great. If we're going to break down the show, we don't have to do that. But like you said, we had a moment with Kevin Owens. The Becky Lynch thing kind of shocked me. I thought she was going to be. So I've already had emotions that I would have if there was 90,000 people or how many people were going to be there. So straight up, thank you, WWE, for a great night. My night started great because my daughters did a themed dinner, and it was Disney. And when it's my turn to do my themed dinner in my house, it's going to be wrestling, and they're going to be hating it, but I'll be loving it. But what I'm just saying is, like you said, it's a day with your family. We're all in there together. I had done an interview recently, and somebody had asked me about, like, you know, are you just going crazy about stuff? And I straight up was like, everybody always says, and I, if I could spend one more day with my dad or one more hour, one more minute, I wish I could. I can't. This is a way I could be with my family. And we're all going to remember what we did during this, just like we all remember where we were at 9/11. And it was just like, yeah, man, at 10:30 at night, I'm talking to my friend Dave, and we all had a great day of watching wrestling. Today's a great day.
Yeah, and, you know, spending it with family and friends and enjoying it and having that escape. And congratulations to Braun Strowman. Congratulations to, you know, Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. And listen, congratulations to everyone that performed tonight. And thank you for, you know, busting your ass for us. And I can't wait for tomorrow night and night number two. And Tommy, I'd like to sit down with you again tomorrow after night number two and do a quick recap for the Busted Open Nation. And I'd love to do that if you're free.
You know, I'd be there. Love
yes.
It.
All right. Well, thank you, Nation. Thank you for giving us some time here on the Busted Open podcast after night number one of WrestleMania 36. We'll talk to you tomorrow after night number two right here on the Busted Open podcast.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.